Today I'd like to discuss the power of gestures right from the book, Talking Business, When English is Your Second Language. So many people don't know what you do with your hands when you're speaking. The way in which you gesture can make or break the image you project to others. Many people are uncomfortable using their hands when they speak, and they fall into a default position that limits their movement. They may be fidgeting with a pen or eyeglasses. There are some habits that can be particularly harmful, one of which is sitting with your chin in your hands. This casual posture makes you look overly relaxed. Sitting with your chin in your hands may also make you appear inexperienced or unprofessional in comparison with those around. Folding your arms is another particularly harmful gesture. The person who takes up the most physical space in a contained group setting is generally perceived to be dominant over his or her peers. Constantly folding your arms creates the impression you're trying to take up as little space as possible and fade into the background. This creates an air of passivity and uncertainty. Instead of allowing yourself to fall into a fixed posture like the two I just mentioned, become comfortable utilizing gestures for meaning and purpose. Make subtle but definite gestures during key moments, and this will help your listener to focus on the salient points. One movement that works particularly well is gesturing toward your listener with your palm facing upwards. The forward motion signals strength and security, while your upturned palm projects openness and honesty. To get a good sense of how you gesture on a regular basis, ask a friend or a coworker. Our goal is to give you the training so that you always portray clarity, confidence, and credibility verbally and nonverbally. Have a great day.